Shalom to all. You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we're going to be learning this sixth Aliyah in Parshas Tetzaveh, that is Perek Chavtes, Pasuk Lamed Ches. And in the previous Aliyah, we finished learning about the 7-day inauguration ceremony for Aaron and his sons, and now the Pasuk tells us something that's going to be relevant for all future generations. The Pasuk says, V'zeh asher ta'aseh al mizbeach, and this is what you should do for the mizbeach. Kivasim, lambs, b'nei shana, within their first year of life, shenayim la'yayim, two every single day, tamid, continuously. This is talking about the carbon tamid that has to be brought every single day, twice. As akev asachat ha'aseh v'abayker, one lamb is brought in the morning, v'es akev asasheni, and the other lamb, ta'aseh b'nei arbayim, is brought in the afternoon. V'yisarin soiles, and a tenth of a eifa of flour, balul, b'shemen, mixed up with oil, kassis, which was crushed, revahin, a quarter of a hin, which is three loigen, b'nesech, and for libations, revias ahin yain, a quarter of a hin of wine, l'akev asoechad, for one of the lambs, v'es akev asasheni, and the other lamb, shall be done in the afternoon, just like the mincha, just like this carbon mincha, this flour and oil offering that was done in the morning, and its nesachim and its libations, it shall be done for it, meaning the second one, the tamid shel ben arbayim, has the same exact one brought as the tamid shel shachar. L'reach nichayich has a pleasant aroma, ishel Hashem, a burnt offering for Hashem. Now let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem, v'yisarin seiles, a tenth of seiles of fine flour. How much is that? Asirus ha'efa, a tenth of an efa, mem gimel beitzim v'chemish beitza, that is 43 and one-fifth of an egg. B'shemen kassis, le'lechai v'nemar kassis, it doesn't have to be crushed, el al-hachshir. That just means that if you use this oil, it's going to be kosher, it's going to be valid. Let's jump to the next Rashi, Reva Hin, Shloisha Leigen, this is three leg of wine. V'nesech, and these libations, las falim, they were poured into the bowls. What are these bowls? K'mesh shenu m'sech ha'sukkah, like we learned in m'sech ha'sukkah, shnei s'falim shal kesef ha'yibresh mizbech. There were these two bowls or basins made out of silver at the end of the mizbech, amenu kavim, and they had holes in them, k'min shnei chatamim dakim, like two little nose-shaped things. Noisen ha'yan l'seichai, he would put the wine into them, meaning into the bowl, v'mekalech v'yotzider chachaitem, and then it would flow out by way of this nose-shaped protrusion, the knife al gaga mizbech, and then would fall on the roof of mizbech, umisham, and from there, yard l'shitim, this wine would flow down into the shitim. It was part of the foundation of the mizbech. It was like a chamber underneath the Beis HaMikdash, the mizbech Beis HaLamim, that was in the Beis HaMikdash, or mizbech anachayshes, when we're dealing with the copper mizbech and the mishkan, yard min ha'mizbech l'aretz, it would go from the mizbech down into the ground. And the next pasuk in Rashi tells us, l'reach nichayach, it's for a pleasing aroma, al ha'mincha namar. This is said on the carbon mincha, on the flour and oil offering. For this, mincha was completely burnt on the mizbeach. V'seder ha'karvasim, what order were they brought in? Ha'ivar b'tchila, first the limbs of this oila, the limbs of the carbon tamid, v'achar kach ha'mincha, and then the carbon mincha. Shenemar it says, oila u'mincha. So first it was the oila, and then it was the mincha. However, the mincha was for the reach nichayach. And back to Chumash Pasuk Membeis, oilas tamid l'doraseichem, this is a carbon oila, burnt offering, continual for all of your generations. Pesach oil ma'id l'fnei Hashem, at the opening of the oil ma'id, in front of Hashem, asher ivay l'chem shama, that I will set a time to meet with you there, l'dabar elecha sham, to speak with you over there. V'nayati sham l'vnei Yisrael, and I will set a time, I will meet with the B'nai Yisrael over there, v'nikdash b'chvaydi, and it shall become holy through my honor. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Membeis. Tamid miyayim el yayim, every single day the carbon tamid has to be brought, v'lo yafsik yayim b'nai time, and there isn't allowed to be a day in between, a day of break. Asher ivay l'chem, that I will set with you. What does that mean? When I set a time to speak with you, Sham Ekbaanu Lavai, I will set the time to speak with you over there. And let's jump to the next Rashi in Pasuk Mem Gimel, Vanayati Shama, and I will set a time, I will set a meeting over there, Esvaid Iman Bedibor. I will meet with them over there in conversation. Kimel Hakavea Makam Maid Ladabri Imavadav Sham, like a king that sets a place to meet with his servants to speak with them over there. Vinikdash, Hamishkan, the Mishkan will become holy and sanctified, Bichvaidi, through my honor, meaning Shatishra Shinasi Bai, because my Shechina rests on it, it will become holy. Medrash Haggadah, however, we have a Medrash telling us, Al Tikri Bechvaydi, don't read it as Bechvaydi, through my honor, Ela Bemechubadai, Bemechubadim Shali, through my honored ones. What does that mean? Kan Ramaz Lai Mises Ben Aaron B'yam HaKamaseh, over here, we're being hinted to that Aaron's sons are going to die on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. V'zeu Sha'am Moshe, and this is what Moshe said later on, Hu Asher Dibra Hashem Lemar B'Krevi HaKadesh. That's what Hashem was saying when he said, I'm going to become sanctified through those that are close to me. V'heichan Dibar, where did Hashem say that? He said it over here. V'niktash B'chvaydi, I'm going to become sanctified through my honored ones. The Mikdash was being sanctified through the death of Nadav Navio on the day of the inauguration of the Mishkan. And back to Chumash Pasuk Mem Dalet, V'kidashi es oil ma'id, and I shall sanctify the oil ma'id, V'esa mizbeach, and the mizbeach, V'es Aaron, V'es Banav, and Aaron and his sons, Akadesh, I'm going to sanctify them, L'chahin li, to be kohanim for me. V'shachanti b'sech b'nei Yisrael, and I shall dwell among the b'nei Yisrael, V'hayisi lohem le'lekim, and I shall be for them as a God. V'yadu, and they shall know, Ki ani Hashem le'kehem, that I am Hashem their God. Asher atzeisi es ha'meretz Mitzrayim, that I took them out of the land of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim, l'shachni b'soicham, to dwell among them. Ani Hashem Elokeihem, I am Hashem their God. Let's take a look at Rashi over here, Pasuk Mem Vav, l'shachni b'soicham, to dwell among them. Al manas lishkan ani b'soicham, I took them out so that I could dwell among them. So we learned in this Aliyah about the carbon tumah that has to be brought every single day. We have a tumah shel shachar, tumah shel bein arba'im, one brought in the morning, one brought in the afternoon, and this is meant to be brought every single day. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up with the last Aliyah in Parshas Tzav tomorrow, Be'ezus Hashem. Everyone should have a wonderful day.